Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Ravens lose to the Patriots 28-24. Jonas Schaefer was at M&T Bank Stadium deep into the night covering the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So you've had a chance to digest last night. You heard Harps today. Was that just a microcosm of their season? What did you think about what you saw in the fourth quarter last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think big picture, what is probably – I guess what should be the most galling to Ravens fans is, you know, the narrative this offseason, something I wrote about was just how they were, you know, really honing in on these little details that would be make or break things, you know, the small little details that you take care of, and they help you avoid bad losses and they help you secure big wins. That's, you know, avoiding penalties, it's avoiding fumbles, it's tackling well. It's doing all that little stuff. And not only have we seen that not come to fruition in any kind of way, I think it's pretty meaningfully regressed from, you know, years past when the Ravens clearly had better teams. But then you've also seen John Harbaugh, who is the guy in charge of, you know, stewarding this attention to detail focus push for this Ravens team, not be on top of things like Derrick Henry not getting into the game, or, you know, having our Darius Washington being the one to cover Stephon Diggs on that 4th-and-2 when it's man coverage. So I think it's a pretty clear, like, top-down, I don't want to say failure, but setback. It's definitely just, it's kind of tough to get your arms around it because the guy who's trying to push this initiative through is also the one who's failing in very public, in very embarrassing ways. And I don't know if that's going to resonate with Steve Bisciotti, but I think it should resonate with fans.
Well, Jonas, you mentioned Derrick Henry. Scores the touchdown with 12:50 to go, and then he was not on the football field the rest of the way. What did you think of that? What did you think of John Harbaugh's explanation for why he wasn't on the football field?
Yeah, man, I don't know if you guys have played the sound yet or listened to it, but it sounds like, as John described it, Derrick Henry had a conversation with running backs coach Willie Taggart on the, you know, anti-penultimate drive, the third to last drive. And it was decided then that because of Derrick Henry's workload and just this rotation system that they have in general, that it would be Keaton Mitchell leading things off on the next drive. And, you know, it's one thing if it's a 3-and-out and you don't get Keaton Mitchell in the game and whatever. But for to not get a touch on that next set of downs, when you look at the stats and Derrick Henry is over, what, 6-7 yards per carry? I think he had a close to 65 or 70% success rate. Keaton Mitchell is on the other end of the spectrum, you know, under a couple yards per carry, I think like a 20% success rate. To me, that is, you know, I know the Ravens at times, even going back to Greg Roman, have been kind of resistant to playing the hot hand. But I think in a case like that, where it's a high leverage spot in a must-win game in prime time against a offense that we know can start, you know, can catch fire at a moment's notice, why take any chances with you know, trying to play nice with Keaton Mitchell and giving him the touches? And I don't know. I just felt like it's a little bit too dogmatic in its approach, and just not, you know, from Harbaugh to Monken to even Willie Taggart, just not kind of coaching with the right amount of feel for a game that it required.
So I went back, Jonas, and looked at their fourth quarter numbers over a number of years. And if you go back to 2022, start of that season, so now we'll go back to, you know, hiring the previous coordinator. They've allowed 43 passing touchdowns in the fourth quarter in that span. Nobody else in the league's allowed more than 36. They're dead last in fourth quarter EPA. They're 5.4 yards per play, second worst in the NFL in that span. If you go back to 2021, the last year of Wink, they're basically allowing 31 points per game in the fourth quarter. If you extrapolate their fourth quarters into an entire game, that's over 5 years. That's three coordinators. Like, that's a lot of change. Could it be that they just don't have enough blue chip winning players on defense? They don't. That's where the lack of pass rushers. They've collected all these DBs. Tell me how many of them really make, you know, great plays on the ball. Tell me when they rip a ball out of somebody's hands. Like, I know Marlon will catch balls when they're thrown to him, but like, is that just, I mean, are we overthinking all of this, and it just comes down to they don't have guys who make dynamic plays in the playoffs or in fourth quarters when it matters most?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm glad that you brought up how enduring of a problem this is, because I know, like, I think Mike McDonald and I had a good relationship when he was here in Baltimore. But I remember clearly one of the questions that he did not appreciate my asking was like, why does this defense go from being a world beater from quarter one to quarter three to falling apart like wet tissue paper in quarter four? And it's weird, because on the one hand, you know, my optimism for this Ravens team late in the season was that, as we've seen now for a couple games in a row now, like, they are wearing on teams physically. Mm-hmm. They are knocking dudes out of games, but it is not amounting to anything in the fourth quarter, or it hasn't amounted to a whole lot in the fourth quarter. Like, they could not steal the deal against the Steelers. They could not steal the deal against the Patriots. So on the one hand, you are physical enough to, you know, to knock out Trevion Henderson and Tonga and Pop Douglas, mm-hmm. and all these guys. And, you know, maybe some of that was the weather or just pre-existing conditions or whatever, but you don't have, I don't know, the mental fortitude or the skill talent or whatever to deliver that knockout blow. And, you know, as you said, it's not just a 2025 problem. That's a 2022 problem. It was a 2023 problem, 2024 problem. And obviously the constant in all that has been John Harbaugh. You know, I don't want to give him an inordinate amount of blame, because, as we've said, he deserves some credit for having his team be in positions where they've had double-digit leads, but just the failure to find that last piece, to find that lockdown corner, or you know, just pass rushing ace or whatever, has been, I think, a pretty glaring setback, or a pretty glaring weakness that they've had, and they haven't really been able to successfully address yet.
Jonas, before we let you go, I saw that John Harbaugh was asked about his future at today's press conference. What'd you think? It looked like he, and I'm just seeing it off Twitter because we're on the air, but it seems like he was asked a couple different ways, like, to his future. What did you think of what he had to say about that?
Yeah, I did not expect, shout out to Bo Smoka, who took the plunge. I thought we would wait until after the Ravens were eliminated to ask the question about job security, but Bo went ahead and asked it, and John was surprisingly game for it. And I thought he gave, you know, a kind of pat answer. I think he said the right thing, that he's focusing on the Packers, and that, you know, it's not really your job or my job. It's just a job that you try to do well enough to be able to have it for the day after. But, you know, if you are a conspiracy theorist and you're looking at what is the next move for the Ravens, what is the next move for John Harbaugh, I thought it was interesting that there is a line in there, and you can I transcribed the quotes on my Twitter feed, and you can check them out there. Like you said, you try to do your job well enough today so that you have the opportunity to do the job tomorrow here or somewhere else. And obviously, you know, he was kind of speaking in these generalities about just the coaching profession and what it means to be a good coach and to be able to climb that coaching ladder. But, you know, I think everything that John Harbaugh says, for the most part, is intentional. And I don't know if that's him signaling that, you know, if the Ravens don't want me, I believe that I can be a good enough coach to catch on at somewhere else at a high prestige position. But it was interesting that he left that door open in a way to suggest that even if Baltimore isn't for him, whether that's his choice or Steve Bisciotti's choice, you know, he would like to continue coaching in 2026 somewhere.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just a matter of days, weeks before we figure out exactly what exactly the end game is here.
Jesse Minter, come on down.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Banner. Enjoy Christmas in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Jonas. Oh, we always appreciate your time.
My goodness.
Nice, guys. I'm gonna be watching Marty Supreme on Thursday.
If nice.
I was so prepared to make love Marty Supreme jokes if the Ravens were going to have a comeback, but now it seems like that back injury has spoiled all that. So, Jason, just so you know, Marty Supreme is a movie that's coming out with Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
Timothy Chalamet is a very favorite.
He's
very
a Knicks fan.
Male actor.
He's a Knicks fan, right? I know him from the Knicks.
Yeah, that movie's getting a lot of buzz.
I had not heard of that movie.
Yeah, Marty
SpongeBob's out. Yeah, I'm going to go see that with the kids.
Nice.
Okay. You're going to see SpongeBob? Jonas, no?
I'm not going to see SpongeBob.
I'll watch it for both of us.
I'm with you, Jonas. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Coming up next.
Beltway Ben, are you going to see SpongeBob?
He doesn't go to the movies.
Maybe. I didn't even know it was coming out.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, you go to movies?
I told you guys. I like family movies.
You like, I thought you liked the cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, Moana.
Pixar. Yeah.
I didn't know SpongeBob was coming out with a movie.
The commercials are all over the NFL.
I've seen the commercials, yeah.
It's not I try to mute out commentators and commercials.
No, it's good for you. It's like staying out of your...
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Big night for him at the casino, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should try to sneak one of these monster grapefruits in.
We're absolutely running back. I'm trying to get something in. We'll just see how it goes.
Oh, I want to see... I told him this. I want to hear the karaoke, man. We need some... Anyhow, coming up next, we had a wild weekend in the National Football League. We will recap, including Jacksonville with a massive win in Denver. It's league at large now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next year on The Fan.
Yeah, I thought we executed our plan really well. I thought we had a good plan going in. Try to use some things against them that we felt like they didn't maybe cover well in the past, and did a good job. And guys made plays. I mean, honestly, a couple of them they actually covered pretty well. And like the one to Britton, he just went and made a play, great catch on the ball. And then same thing with Parker. I mean, making a phenomenal catch, just giving those guys a chance. So it's really our guys just making the plays. I thought they covered it pretty well. But I think that was kind of the story of the whole game, just making plays when we needed to. Obviously started a little slow, but we were able to settle in. So it was, I thought, a great job by the offense of bouncing back after a slow start.
That's Trevor Lawrence after the Jags went into Denver and beat the Broncos 34-20. Lawrence threw for 279 yards and 3 touchdowns. He ran for another. And Parker Washington was running free this entire football game. Like, every time I look up, they have the game on in the press box. Parker Washington's going for, like, 30 yards. He had 6 for 145.
And they've now reached the stage as an offense where, like, it could be Jacoby Myers. Yep. It could be a bunch of different people. Etienne's been a touchdown machine. And Trevor Lawrence is playing great football. And Denver's defense, to me, has been leaky lately. And this is further confirmation. Now, letdown spot, maybe this or that. I don't know. But Denver's defense has given me a little bit of pause lately. I know he had a stage about 5-6 games in a row a few years back when they made the playoffs. And
they beat the Chargers.
Yeah, beat the Chargers. But this is, I think, the best sustained stretch of Trevor Lawrence.
This is the guy we saw in college.
Well, it's RPOs. They've unlocked his legs. They're letting the legs set things up now. His accuracy has come a long way. His decision making, obviously, this new coaching staff is pretty sharp. The D coordinator is no joke. The defense is the best run defense in the NFL, and they create a lot of turnovers. And they've got active linebackers and like. I don't know, man. Like, this AFC playoffs are going to be nuts. It's a hell of a year for the Ravens not to be in it because, like, it's hard to really say that, like, this is the team to beat.
You mentioned the coaching staff, and we laughed when Liam Cohen got this job and he did the Duvall thing and all that. But you look at what he's doing with Trevor Lawrence, and at the same time, the team he was the offensive coordinator for a year ago, Tampa, they seem to be falling apart offensively. Maybe Liam Cohen is dumb like a fox. Like, this guy knows what he's doing.
Well, I mean, Baker Mayfield had like 50 yards passing at halftime of that game. Like, it was abject failure. Tampa. And there was a couple calls that should have gone their way. But, it's pretty amazing what's happening in the NFL right now. The Jags look like a juggernaut.
Yes.
The Panthers have inside pole position to win that division.
Yes.
The Rams somehow now have created a three-headed monster. All three teams in that division. Well, three. I mean, Arizona's not a real team.
Yeah.
The three real teams in that division are all in the playoffs already. Detroit might be out. Green Bay went from looking like they were going to win the division to Romeo Doubs not covering an onside kick, and now they're fighting for their lives to make the playoffs.
I'm glad you brought up that game, because for 3.5 quarters, the Bears couldn't do a damn thing offensively in that football game.
Yeah.
And they kick a field goal at the 2-minute warning to make it 16-9.
And they messed that up because they should have kicked it prior to the 2-minute warning. You have plenty of time to get the extra stoppage.
Yeah. So you kick the onside kick, and Doubs doesn't charge the ball. He lets it come to him, and it bounces off him, and the Bears recover. And at that point, Caleb Williams takes them down for their only touchdown in regulation. And then throws this absolute seed to DJ Moore in overtime.
And you have the fumble with Green Bay, and you've got Jordan Love being hurt.
Yep.
You've got them losing another offensive lineman. Josh Jacobs doesn't really play in the second half. He gutted out just to be in the roster to begin with, and he can't go. An absolutely nuts game. I still have a little bit of a hard time backing the Bears, but
I do too.
They just but they love their win defense. Games, but man, oh man.
And it's kind of the anti-Ravens too. The crazy fourth quarter comebacks.
Yeah. They're the Commanders from last year.
It looks like they're dead and they just find a way.
Yeah, the Commanders did that last year. They won a bunch of games late and they took them all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean, Green Bay, it's been a wild couple of weeks for them. The blows they've taken from an injury standpoint and then the way they lost those two games. I mean, having, you know, they really did not handle the Parsons injury at Denver very well. And then this game, they've got that game won a million different ways.
But credit to Malik Willis stepping in and delivering that type of performance.
Great. I've liked him for years.
But he's been a completely different guy since getting out of Tennessee.
Yeah. I mean, LaFleur has done incredible work with him.
Quickly, the Texans beat the Raiders, but how do you explain that? Yeah, how do you explain that football game? And they let Jenty go nuts in the second half.
I mean, I guess it's just, you know, it's a letdown spot. It's hard not to take the Raiders as a joke. Geno comes in, throws a pick six early in the game, and you're thinking that Houston's going to steamroll them. C.J. Stroud did not play well, and Nico Collins could not get off against the team I thought he would get off against. And Houston's defense, you know, led the way, and then they still let the Raiders score late to make it close. I can't explain it. I liked Houston minus 14. I just thought the defense could score maybe even multiple touchdowns and that they wouldn't give up more than one offensive touchdown. And that was, I was wrong. And it was in Houston. It's not like it was. So I don't know, man. I stuff happens. It's a weird league. The margins are tight. And again, I do think Houston's defense is a superpower.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to have to be. And these playoff matchups are going to be, like, they're going to be coin flips.
Oh.
They're going to be like, I can see it going either way.
One more note before we step out. The Kansas City Chiefs have informed administrative officials that they're moving to Kansas.
Yeah, they're going to build a dome there. They're trying to get a new stadium built, and it hasn't happened. These guys don't care about history or geography or fan bases or how far these fans might have to travel. It's complete and utter greed. It is unfettered, disgusting levels of greed. And there's nothing in that regard that any NFL ownership group could do that would surprise me.
Coming up next, back to the Ravens. And
Chicago is using it to try to go to Indiana.
Yes, yes. So the Bears will be in Indiana and the Chiefs will be in Kansas. Just to get your maps out because things are moving and the Commanders are going back to D.C. So it's all fun. Coming up next, the defense, it stinks in the fourth quarter. How bad are they? Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'll tell you next.
I think it's simple. They made plays, and we didn't play winning football. We didn't do our 111. Each and every one of us play in and play out. That's what didn't happen. So when that don't happen, you don't win in these type games.
Roquan Smith talking about the Patriots making plays, and they made plays all right. I mentioned earlier that Drake May had never thrown for 300 yards in a game. He threw for 380 last night. They couldn't stop Stephon Diggs. They couldn't stop Ramondre Stevenson, who was a plowback in the screen game when he deked a safety. They couldn't get stops, period. And Jason, you brought up some interesting numbers. This has been going on for a long time with this defense in the fourth quarter.
Well, you can take it back to the start of the 2021 season. They've got the worst fourth quarter EPA, defensive EPA in the NFL, and that's banned per True Media. And take it back to 2022. They've allowed the third most points in the fourth quarter, 489. They've allowed the most passing touchdowns, 43. Nobody else has allowed more than 36. I mean, that's crazy. That's 43 passing touchdowns in the fourth quarter alone since 2022. They ranked dead last in overall defensive EPA since the start of 2022, 26th in opposer passer rating, dead last in first downs allowed per play in the fourth quarter, 31st in yards per play, 5.4. It's failure, and to blow that many leads is failure. And I just think in the end, you got to have players in critical moments. The league is so tight and the margins are so slim. And yeah, you can overcome a lack of talent at times, but in the clutch, far too often, this defense has lacked the lack of impact. Individual talent manifests itself time and time and time and time again. And you could pay Roquan best of breed at his position, but you tell me how many impactful plays he's made in fourth quarters. They throw the ball at him all day long. You trade for Aloe Gilman. They love throwing the ball at him. And he's a liability in tackling and a liability in the screen game. Like Kyle Hamilton, I mean, look, he looked one way with Mike McDonald. He ain't been the same guy since. Like, he just hasn't. I mean, last year, yeah. You got him around. You got him back in the box, and well, then you had to move him back deep, and so we can like, okay, well, he doesn't really want to. He's not really a safety. He's a linebacker. Then like, there's got to be plays around the line of scrimmage. Like, you're playing these games with your season on the line, or maybe he's really, really hurt to the point where maybe he shouldn't be out there. I don't know, but like, I just think it's a bad defense. And to me, they've faced 10 real quarterbacks this year, and they've lost 8 times in those 10 games. And those quarterbacks are combining for 266 yards per game and a rating over 100 and 17 touchdowns to just 4 interceptions and 67% completions. And they've been sacked 15 total times on 404 dropbacks. I think that's where it really shows. And I'm talking about Burrow twice. I'm talking about Allen. I'm talking about Mahomes. We'll put Caleb in there. That's one of their wins. Stroud, who's won a playoff game. Goff. Rodgers. This kid who's going to get MVP consideration, who just tore them up last night. And I think the real sort of kick to me was, I thought in the first quarter they had Drake May rattled. Yeah. I thought this is a brave new world for him, and he might not totally be up for it. And who could blame him if he's not? And then Henderson goes down, and they're shuffling offensive linemen. And you're like, you know what? This might be too big of a jump for him. And Lamar's hitting Zay. And for it to go from that to the defense blowing another 11-point lead and the offense not helping the defense by giving the ball to the battering ram running back, I don't know how else to couch it other than a collective failure. For Stephon Diggs to catch 9 of 10 targets for 140 yards, stop. Stop! He's not that guy anyway. He hasn't been that guy in 3 years.
for five Patriots to have a reception of 20 yards or more and none of them be Henderson because he barely played in the game, that's impossible.
May did whatever he wanted to do in the second half, and in particular in the fourth quarter. But the second half of the game, he was 16 of 24 for 202 yards and a touchdown. And we talked all week long about how May's not afraid of pushing the ball downfield. He was 4 of 5 on deep attempts, 20-plus air yards, 4 of 5 for 111 yards there. And it's one-way traffic in the fourth quarter. That first touchdown drive in the fourth quarter, they didn't even get to a third down. And then the second touchdown drive, you had an opportunity on fourth and two. And even the play prior, Nate Wiggins had an opportunity to make that clutch play. They don't have any closers on this defense. They don't have and I know it's impossible to compare to what it was 20 years ago when you have a Suggs and a Reed and guys that can end football games. But they don't have anyone close
closers
to that. They don't have any closers. They don't have any dominant pass rusher. When their biggest ball hawk is Marlon, who had 1 year last year where he was a ball hawk, like, they don't have any ball hawks. They don't have that guy.
Jason made a great point. If you're going to put all your money into the back end, then they better get their hands on the football, and they don't. They don't.
It's effed from the giddy-up. They are trying to keep proving something that the rest of the league isn't doing. The rest of the league, who are winning big in January, are fortifying like hell their offensive and defensive lines, and these guys don't do it. And for that kid who's 22 years old to be playing in his first real road primetime game ever, because remember, they just lost to Buffalo at home, and when they played Buffalo 4 weeks before that, people still weren't taking the Patriots. This coming off his first significant loss of his career, coming off cratering at home, and he gets off to a bad start, and you're telling me he's going to have 3.4 seconds to throw in that game. I'm telling you, then you're going to have turned him over. You're going to have knocked him on his ass. You're going to have, like, no, he can't hold the ball. It's the NFL. Mm-hmm. On the road, prime time, he's going to be able to hold the ball that long and throw for 400 yards on you and 200 yards in the fourth quarter and overcome. Oh, and pretty much from like midway through the second quarter on, they're going to do nothing but throw the ball because their best running back's out. Yeah. Like, nah, man. Nah. It can't happen. It shouldn't happen. But it happens here all the time because that's how they're built. It's what they believe in.
Coming up next, we get to the offensive part of it. And the decision to not play Derrick Henry, essentially the last 13 minutes of the game. I got something to say about it next here on The Fan.
42 is usually the path to it. Ricard blocks left. Henry runs left. Touchdown, Ravens.
That's the call courtesy of Sunday Night Football on NBC. Derrick Henry's two-yard touchdown run gave the Ravens a 24-13 lead.
What a heady time to be alive.
There were 12 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game, and who would have thunk that Derrick Henry would never see the football field again? After the game, John Harbaugh was asked about it.
I look back and I say, yeah, you know, play call's the play call, you know. If it works, we're thrilled about it. If it doesn't work, we're not happy about it. We tried a first down run the second part of that drive and got nothing. So, you know, those get stopped too, especially when they're all up there in the line of scrimmage. So we had an RPO call that ended up being, it could have been thrown actually, and it was given, you know, and they ended up stopping that and got 3 yards on that one. So I don't like the drive at all. Looking back, would I rather have Derek starting the drive? Yeah, but, you know, Derek was kind of ready for Keaton to start that drive. And then he was planning on coming in next, so they were working that rotation. You look back on it, I think it's pretty easy to say, hey, he should have been in there or shouldn't have been in there. But we're rotating those guys throughout the game as two backs, you know. And game-winning drive. Do I want Derrick Henry on the field? Sure, I do want him on the field.
He also said today at his presser that Willie Taggart, his running back coach, and Derrick Henry discussed starting the series with Keaton. Harbaugh said he should have interceded and put Henry in the game, but that's tough to do in real time. And Ben, with that, could you get me the Misfits, please?
I got something to say.
On Inside Access.
So I don't think I'm the smartest guy on the planet, but correct me if I'm wrong. He's got a headset on, correct? It's got a microphone on him.
Yeah.
He can immediately say in said microphone, put Derrick Henry in the football game because there's only one thing you can count on in this football game because Lamar Jackson's hurt. And by the way, if you want to say, well, Derrick Henry piled his numbers with Lamar in the game, he rushed for 56 yards in the first half. He rushed for 128 in the game.
Yeah.
So he rushed for more yards in the second half with Tyler Huntley, quarterback, than he did with Lamar Jackson in the game. You can tell your coach to put the running back in the game. You have a backup quarterback in. The only thing you can count on is this guy. By the way, the only thing you can count on all year when you look back, because Lamar's been either hurt or he's been sick or he's been out. This is the one thing you can count on the whole season, this offense. With like the passing game is Zay and Prey. There's nothing that is consistent about this thing. And the offensive line stinks. And this was one game where he was getting off the whole entire night.
Yes.
And they weren't up for it. The Patriots did not want to hit him. They did not want to tackle him. And their answer to it was, well, we have a rotation. Well, you know what? Part of the job of the head coach, and we talk about human nature sometimes. We like that song. We laugh. But you're supposed, you're supposed to have a feel for things. And with your season on the line, your feel should have said, you know what, Keaton, I'll get you your candy later. I'm sorry, but I'm putting the plow horse in the football game because you weigh 150 pounds and our line stinks and they don't want to tackle the other guy.
Yeah.
And they're probably thrilled if I put you in the football game. But what did they do? They went with Keaton Mitchell and they tackled Keaton Mitchell and they had a three and out. And Harv's told us, well, if the drive got extended, we would have put Derek in the game. Well, that's flipping great. Like, give me your ifs and buts. And this, and I was never this guy. I'd like coming into the year when people say, well, Harb's got to go. Yeah, I think, Jason, you were on the same page as me. We laughed at him. It's like, well, who are you going to get? Yeah. But when you consistently do things like this, like I thought about it this morning. At halftime of the AFC Championship game against Kansas City, got interviewed by Tracy Wolfson. He goes, yeah, we got to run the ball more. They didn't run the ball. You're the head coach. Tell Monk to run the ball.
Team.
Like I get it. You're a CEO head coach, but part of being the CEO is you have the ultimate authority to tell them what to do. And the fact that Derrick Henry was not in that football game on that second to last drive is quite frankly coaching malpractice. And there's no excuse for it. You can't tell me there's a rotation. I like Keaton Mitchell. He's fun. He's fast. He's different. Mm-hmm. And he's got a great story. His dad played for the Super Bowl championship Ravens. But again, Jason reminded you earlier in the show, if you were listening, it was like 5 minutes ago where they couldn't figure out a way to get him on the field. They didn't want Keaton Mitchell playing football. No. Well, you know, we have special teams needs, so Keaton's a healthy scratch every week. And then he was just a special teams guy. And now Justice Hill is hurt, so he gets one. So now he's part of the rotation, and he takes the ball away from the guy that could save your flipping season in the fourth quarter. We go to Keaton Mitchell at that point. It's inexplainable. If I'm the owner of this football team, I am livid, and I need some answers and something that makes sense more than, well, I should have done something, but it's tough to do in real time.
Yeah, it's a coaching meltdown. It was a playing execution on defense meltdown. It's here. Like they're not going to play.
No.
All those macro level questions that have been simmering, like it's here. If you think at least one coordinator and both coordinators should be gone, then you probably should be starting completely over. And I'll just go back to when you start in this league doing staccato stuff. We're going to keep the GM but fire the coach, and now the GM's on notice. And if it doesn't go well the first year, now we're firing the GM, but we're stuck with the coach who that GM wanted, and now that GM's gone. And is the new coach going to get along with the next GM? Like, it's a dangerous road to go on, and there's been a lot of continuity here for good reason. But I would just say they missed the mark in how they built their football team egregiously on the defensive side of the ball. And as much as Derrick Henry should have been on the field and all this stuff should have happened, they're the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL since the start of the 2021 season. And we've been through a lot of coordinators and we've been through a lot of different minds. And even the great Mike McDonald couldn't get them to win in the fourth quarter enough against good quarterbacks. And it might just be, you build your team the wrong way.
John Harbaugh twice this season has chosen not to put Derrick Henry on the field when it mattered most. Week one in Buffalo, you knew you couldn't give the ball back to Josh Allen. You had a 4th-and-2. You had the two best offensive players in the league from a year ago, and they're both having great games, and you chose to punt instead of running a play with Lamar Jackson, who was healthy at that point, and Derrick Henry. And then last night, Derrick Henry's not on the field when it matters most. You lose both those games. Your season's lost. That's on you. Coming up next, Cordell Woodland. He enjoyed the game as a fan last night. We'll ask him about the fan experience. Did he see that firework almost hit a guy on the field? That was fun. Cordell joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.